Diamond's new twin, the DA-52, completes its initial test flight. Two new telephone systems cater to the business aircraft market. And the United Steelworkers wants a say in the future of Pinnacle Airlines. This is Aero News. It's Wednesday, April 4th, 2012, opening day of the AEA Convention and Trade Show in Washington, D.C. I'm Glenn Moyer. Diamond Aircraft has flown its new DA-52 seven-place twin for the first time. The DA-52 is the newest airplane from Diamond Aircraft, powered by two Austro engine 180-horsepower turbo-diesel engines. The airplane lifted off with a gross weight of just over 3,900 pounds. The takeoff roll was less than 1,000 feet without flaps in a 5-knot headwind. Landing gear was retracted and initial climb rate is stabilized at 1,700 feet per minute. The new flagship of the Diamond Fleet continued its climb to 12,000 feet in less than 9 minutes at 120 knots indicated airspeed. Cruising speed was gradually increased to 190 knots, which was the limit for the authorized test. This maiden flight was performed by the company's flight test division. No abnormalities were reported during the one-hour flight, and Christian Dries, one of the two test pilots, said, quote, "This is the best prototype aircraft I've ever made a maiden flight with, and the performance exceeded all my expectations," end quote. True North Avionics has announced the introduction of its new True North Stylus telephone handset, the industry's first multilingual handset that features a sleek design, high-definition audio, and unique personalization options with a vast choice of finishes, inlays, and themes intended to satisfy the taste and style of the most discriminating aircraft owner. The True North Stylus is complemented by the MyStylus iPhone app, which brings the convenience and functionality of the True North Stylus to the iPhone. Allowing passengers to call directly from their iPhone contacts list, MyStylus supports teleconferencing and can transfer calls to other True North Stylus and MyStylus users on the aircraft. Additionally, MyStylus incorporates a speakerphone function and can connect using a Bluetooth headset. The new Stylus handset and the MyStylus app are both scheduled to be available in June. Meanwhile, International Communication Group has begun deliveries of its new cordless cabin telephone system, the ePhone, designed specifically for the business aircraft market. ICG's ePhone system provides all contemporary telecom features, including intercom calling, conferencing, and call hold. It also incorporates a host of new features, such as active cabin noise reduction, Bluetooth compatibility, and advanced power control, which extends battery life by providing an auto shutoff feature that virtually eliminates the frequent dead phone syndrome common to Wi-Fi 802.11 handsets. The United Steelworkers Union says the union will continue its active engagement with Pinnacle Airlines in light of the company's federal bankruptcy filing and will work to ensure that union-represented employees retain a voice in the future with the company. Pinnacle announced Monday that the company would be seeking Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. USW International Vice President Carol Landry said the union needs to challenge the company for rewarding its top manager with hundreds of thousands in pay increases while at the same time threatening to eliminate USW members' jobs and demanding concessions. Landry said the union will also seek a position on the Pinnacle Creditors Committee. The union represents more than 2,600 Pinnacle flight attendants and ground crew. Who knew a flight attendant could be a steel worker? Boeing and Angola Airlines finalized an order Monday for three additional 777-300ER airplanes. That's extended range. The order, valued at $895 million at list prices, also includes purchase rights for three additional 777-300ERs. Angola's economy continues to grow at a rapid pace, and with that growth comes more demand for air travel. Likewise, aviation growth throughout the African continent continues to outpace the world average as more and more people fly to and from there. When Aero News continues, the NBAA takes exception to a Wall Street Journal report on executive aircraft. Saab marks its 75th anniversary as an aviation company, and ANN is live at the AEA Convention and Trade Show.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back with more Aero News for Wednesday, April 4th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. NBAA President and CEO Ed Boland has written a letter to the Wall Street Journal responding to a March 14th article focusing on corporate CEOs and other high-level executives who fly their own airplanes. In the article, the author focuses largely on CEOs who fly as a hobby, but also some who commute by private airplane or use it to visit business locations separated by long distances. Its thrust is on corporate boards, which are concerned about their top executives engaging in what they often consider a quote-unquote risky pastime. Boland said the story, Executive No-Fly Zone, did a disservice to readers by suggesting that all personal flying is the same and equally dangerous. Boland wrote, quote, suggesting that flying in stunt planes, ex-military jets, or in wilderness areas is the same as flying a certified airplane on a business mission is the equivalent to trying to convince us that all automobile driving is the same. People recognize that driving a family sedan to work every day is fundamentally different than off-road driving or participating in a Formula One race. The fact is, most forms of flying are safer than driving a car every day on city streets, Boland concluded. The young girl, who at one time was the youngest to fly across the country on her own, with her father in the right seat, has been denied the renewal of her pilot certificate due to a double heart valve replacement 8 years ago. The FARs do not allow persons who have had such surgery to hold pilot certificates. Rachel Carter was once recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records as being the youngest person, at age 9, to pilot a plane across the country on her own. Her father, a flight instructor, accompanied her on the trip. The Guinness organization does not list the record any longer, saying they don't want to encourage flight attempts that might be unsafe. But Carter, now 27 years old, has been banned from the cockpit by the FAA because of heart surgery she had 8 years ago, according to the Ramona, California Sentinel. Despite her cardiologist saying she is fine to fly, the pig and cow valves that are keeping her heart beating are the reason the FAA says she is not fit to be a pilot in command. Carter can't even get a sport pilot license. She's been denied a PPC by the FAA. Carter has a degree in aviation management and is the assistant manager at the Ramona Airport, where she says she practically grew up. She also works as a flight attendant for a private jet. She has had known heart problems since she was a very young child, but she says she won't dwell on the negative and will use the upcoming anniversary of her record-setting flight to continue the fight to get her pilot certificate reinstated. The sign reads, For Sale, One Airport in Western New York State. Since being designated as a reliever airport for Buffalo Niagara International, the owners of Buffalo Lancaster Regional Airport say they've been the target of a determined group of city residents who have complained about noise and fought further growth of the facility. Couple that with high taxes and strict regulations, and the owners say the airport is on the market. The Buffalo News reports that owner Tom Gellis decided to sell the airport after he was rebuffed in his bid to lengthen the runway by NIMBYs, that's Noise in My Backyarders, and town supervisor Dino Fudoli. The story's been told over and over again. When the airport was first built, it was in a largely rural area in an industrial corridor. But as housing developments were built nearer to the airport, neighbors began complaining about the noise and have fought to prevent anything they perceive would increase that noise. One flight school has already relocated because of the lack of expansion. April 2nd was a big day for Saab Aircraft as the company celebrated its 75th anniversary. Saab was founded on April 2nd, 1937, based on a decision by the Swedish Parliament that Sweden should have its own indigenous ability to produce its own fighter aircraft. Today, Saab has its own operations in 32 countries, on all continents, and with nearly 14,000 employees around the world. As a reminder, aviation's most innovative trade show, AEA 2012, will be streaming live on www.arrow-news.net/live beginning at 08:15 Eastern Time Wednesday morning with the keynote address of retired Air Force Colonel Mark W. Tillman, a former commander of the Presidential Airlift Group. The live coverage continues with one of the most informative sessions in all of aviation, the 2012 AEA new product introductions, beginning at 09:30 and wrapping up about noon. ANN's live coverage resumes with a second session at 1500 Eastern Time Wednesday afternoon and a final session at 1600 Eastern Time Thursday afternoon with AEA President Paula Dirks and other news and interviews of note. Both AEA and AOPA will be carrying links and or portals to the week's programming via their well-known websites, so there's no reason to miss it. It's the AEA, live on ANN from Washington, D.C. And now for something from a galaxy far, far away. It's a galaxy far, far away. And no, we're not talking more about Washington, D.C. The NASA ESA Hubble Space Telescope has spotted a spiral galaxy seen almost edge-on, giving it the shape of a classic science fiction spaceship and causing astronomers at the Astronaut Memorial Planetarium and Observatory in Cocoa, Florida, to call NGC 2863 the UFO galaxy. While a bird's-eye view lets us see the detailed structure of a galaxy, a side-on view like this one has its own perks. In particular, it gives astronomers a great opportunity to see the delicate dusty lanes of the spiral arms silhouetted against the golden haze of the galaxy's core. In addition, brilliant clusters of young blue stars shine scattered throughout the disk, mapping the galaxy's star-forming regions. Sounds to me more like a description of prom night at Starfleet than a description of a galaxy. Anyway, NGC 2683, discovered on February 5, 1788 by the famous astronomer William Herschel, lies in the northern constellation of Lynx, a constellation named not because of its resemblance to the feline animal, but because it is fairly faint, requiring the sensitive eyes of a cat to discern it. Well, that's a wrap on this edition of Aero News. Be sure to check out our live streaming coverage of the AEA Convention and Trade Show. I'm Glenn Moyer. I'll be seeing you, but for now, you're cleared for departure.